are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so modesty is often reduced to a list of don'ts, right? Leaving many girls confused, judged, or simply uninterested. But what if we flipped the script? What if we did that? Because modesty is not about shame, it's about identity. And so in this conversation, we want to explore how girls can express personal style while honoring God and themselves, dressing not to shrink, but to stand confident in who they are. And we're going to be joined on the line by Dr. Irene Chimoga. She's going to be taking us through this conversation about modesty in dressing. And I'd like to invite you all to engage with us as well on +27 73 470 3520 to share your own thoughts, your own experiences, your own opinions. Yes, your opinions are welcome as well, to just let us know what you think about the subject. Dr. Irene Chimoga joins us now on our line. Good morning. And welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's such a blessing to have you on. I trust that you're having a good day, a good morning so far.
Yes, it is well so far. It's warm.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Dr. Irene, we're talking about modesty, dressing in confidence without compromise. Let's start the conversation with this. What does modesty really mean, and how does culture shape our understanding of it?
Yeah, I really believe that modesty refers to... we have a... are you getting me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Oh, okay. So what I was trying to say is modesty refers to... For me, I say clothing of your choice, but with a deliberately conservative, okay, so that you are not revealing what is supposed to be covered by that clothing.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
So therefore, when we talk about that, we say that you hide yourself because you are trying to bring a character of you you are through your clothing. So it should be something that brings dignity and value, okay, to respect yourself. And then when that happens, society also does that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's where the culture, how the culture can shape the understanding of what modesty is.
I like the answer that you've given.
An act of self-respect, yes.
I like the answer that you've given, and that you highlighted the fact of bringing out one's character, bringing out one's dignity and self-respect. I like that idea because what I understand from that is that your clothing is not supposed to be the first thing that catches attention.
No.
It's all about what's inside.
Yes, yes. And that's why when the Bible says in 1 Peter verse 3, it says your beauty should not come from an outward adornment.
Right.
Rather, it should be that of your inner self. Yeah, so the first thing people should see is not because you are poshly dressed.
Right.
You know, they should see how is this person's character. That's beautiful. What I can say modesty is.
Beautiful, beautiful. I like that. It's such a broader explanation than what I think typically used to be focused on, at least when I was growing up, that modesty, it seemed to be more just about covering your body, which obviously is a big part of it. But you're talking about even if you are covered, but this it's somehow extravagant and just attention grabbing in one way or another, that in itself also cancels out the modesty, even if the body is fully covered.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, there's fashion, there's style, which a girl or a woman can still wear and really stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
But without, you know, causing an eye, for example, to see if that's the right term that I can use. Yes.
Beautiful. Now, how can girls balance confidence and self-expression and their faith in the way that they dress? I mean, we're not trying to create robots and everybody to just be uniform. So how does that self-expression then come in and also their confidence, just knowing who they are, loving who they are, but also incorporating faith and modesty in the dress code?
Yeah, I really believe that, first of all, like we said, confidence comes within yourself. It's a self-esteem. Okay, so when we say confidence and faith should go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Girls can embrace their individual style. Okay, whether it's colorful, whether it's elegant, it's sporty, creative, they can wear their nice hats. Okay, move match with their yellow outfit and but at the same time they align themselves with principles. Okay, biblical principles. The mm-hmm. key here is intention. Am I dressing to be seen, or am I dressing from a place of already knowing I'm seen and loved by God?
Mm.
You know, and that's why God says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, it says, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Okay, if I wear a bright, beautiful dress, for example, a trendy outfit,
mm-hmm.
Okay, but avoid designing that outfit in such a way that, okay, it is overly revealing.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible to be fashionable and faithful, like choosing modest skirts, layering, you know, in a funny way.
Yeah.
But you're still modest, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. And why would you say modesty is often focused on girls? I don't know if you would agree with that. I feel like that's the case, that modesty conversations seem to be focused more on girls rather than boys. And is that fair? Is there a reason for that? Do we need to change the narrative? I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I think that's really a valid concern. You know, there's so much. I don't know why we put our girls to be so vulnerable in society.
Mm.
Let me just give you just an example. Right now, or we just passed, there was a beauty pageant mm-hmm. going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look how girls are portrayed, how they should be dressed, how
yeah.
they should dress, we just have a wrong idea about what modest is on girls.
Mm.
Look at the boys moving on the streets with their pants almost touching down.
Mm.
It's like no one pays attention to that. But here is a girl that she just walks along. She has 2 inches high her knees. Everyone is talking.
Nice.
Oh, she's not okay. She's not that. And I really think this is unfair burden to our girls.
Mm.
We are putting so much responsibility on them, while boys are not always taught the same level of accountability.
Mm.
So the modesty is really, we need to tell our girls, it's a heart issue, okay?
Mm. Okay.
And I've heard even people when they're preaching about dressing and so forth, most examples are tailored to girl children.
Yes.
And I don't know why, you know? And I think we need to change that narrative. We need to teach both boys and girls that modesty is about respect, humility, and dignity.
Mm.
And that all the role models should be either men or women, both female and male, okay? And the dressing and all that should be, you know, tailor-made to both boys and girls,
mm.
and not necessarily the girls alone. We are stressing so much burden on them.
Mm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes.
For sure. And
yeah.
I remember growing up, it really felt like a burden. It really did. And not because I wanted to walk around half naked or anything like that. I came from a very conservative
mm-hmm.
family. So it's not like I was
yeah.
trying to be rebellious. But it did feel like mm-hmm. it is my responsibility. Everything, the way that the world views me, it's on
mm-hmm.
it's on my shoulders. It's my responsibility
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Even
mm-hmm.
when we talk about, you know, the weaker brethren, that's what we were always taught about.
You yeah.
know, watch out for the weaker
yes.
brethren. And I would think, when are they going to get strong, though?
that's the issue, yes. Yeah. When a man falls, whether it's in church, whether
yeah.
it's at work, want to accuse the girl and say, it's because of you, the way you're dressed.
Mm.
When a girl is raped, you know, want to accuse us because of the way you're dressed. That's,
hey.
That's really unfair.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't tell the boy who raped, we don't tell them because you moved in such a way,
mm.
because you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. No one says that.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, mm. so that narrative needs to change, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how can clothing be a tool for empowerment rather than just conforming?
What I can say on that, you know, there's a lot of types of clothing. like we said, that are trending, that are fashionable. But what are we dressing for?
Okay.
Clothing can express your God-given identity. It can tell the world who you are, not who the world wants you to be. And again, that's when I say when you dress with a purpose, you are making a statement.
Right.
I mean, when I'm going to church, I'll dress because I'm dressing for church. I know I'm going to worship. God is there. When I'm going to work, I'm dressing a clothing that best fits for work. When I'm going to a beach, it's a sunny day, I'm going to wear a swimming suit, you know. Then someone must come and say, you are not dressed in modesty, because there's an occasion for each dressing. But the key thing, it should be God-given identity. Even if I'm at a beach, in a swimming pool, I'm there because I want to enjoy nature that God has given me. And what I've dressed, I'm empowered with that type of dressing. So empowerment through clothing happens when you make intentional choices that align with your values and not trends. Yes.
I like that.
And that's why I'm saying there's sporting. There are different things that people dress for. And therefore, a person should not be judged to say, why are they at a beach with a whole big long dress? How are they going to swim, for example?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if a person goes to church and they are wearing a swimsuit or a sunny attire, then we can say something about that.
Right.
So that's how we can empower them. Yes.
Beautiful. I like that. I like that. Now, what role do you think knowing your worth in Christ plays in how you show up in the world, in the way that, in the choices that you make in terms of your dress code? What do you think that relationship and knowing your worth in Jesus Christ, what do you think that does in the way and you know, how it influences the way that you show up in the world?
You know, when Psalm says in 139 verse 14, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, once that is said and you understand it, you stop dressing for attention or validity for someone to say, to say they are dressed because they are the people that are happening. You know, I once attended a certain, in my community where I live, they were looking, I live in Monze, they were looking for Miss Monze, you know. So while we're there, they asked certain girls and said, so why do you think you should be the one that would be picked for being Miss Monze? Then she's like, no, because I'm beautiful, because I know how to dress, you know, look at the way I'm dressed. I'm like, we have defined this very wrongly, you know, very, very wrongly. So when God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, he's validating that peace and purpose and confidence, that gives us that inward look. You know, your outward appearance becomes an extension of your inner joy and identity in Christ. So you are worthy of being a God's child. You know, we shouldn't be, you know, the girls, encourage girls to be looking at TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Every girl on Instagram is well-dressed, and that's what they define as beautiful. No. You know, we need to understand that we are worthy of Christ. And that's what the world should know about us through our dressing.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that. So the way we start is by knowing Christ, knowing who we are in Jesus. That's the starting point, right? And then the decisions must flow from there, not the other way around. Beautiful.
Yes. So we shouldn't leave our girls confused by what they should do, what they should be, that their beauty is identified by how they dress, that modesty is because they need to follow every fashion that is running around. No. Okay. So we should look at the personal style in honoring God and themselves, and dressing not to shrink their lifestyle, but to stand confident, knowing that they are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And then, on the other hand, someone might think, you know, in an attempt to be modest or whatever, someone might think that we're talking about just being careless with your appearance, to show that, no, I don't care about how I look. I care about my character. It's about what's inside. And so how would you address a situation like that where someone has decided that, you know, to show that I'm not focusing on vanity I'm going to go the opposite extreme and I'm going to be careless with the way that I appear as long as I'm developing my character, as long as I'm a kind person, I'm a good person. What would you say to that?
And that's why we said that, you know, on the on spot, if I look at a girl, because we're looking at a girl, when, you know, society can also be a very danger in, to society, to our children, to our girl children, because we are judgmental in what we do.
Yeah.
So we need to be role models, so to say, you know. Sometimes our girls dress because of the background, where they are coming from, like I say, it's society.
Yeah.
So now it becomes our role, the older women, and that's why Timothy somewhere says that the role of older women is to teach the young women how to be responsible, just to put it lightly, in society. So we should not judge these girls because they've gone extravagant, because they are saying, I'll dress the way I am. They are still a soul that is waiting to be saved by God. And so let's help them to say, you know what you are dressed tells everyone else who is watching that you are not responsible to yourself. Okay, for you to self-care, for you to be a generational model, a role model, this is what is expected in a good way. Yes, then they can counteract and they can understand those who want to.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share on the subject of modesty, especially as it relates to our girls?
Yeah, all I can tell the girls that are out there that, you know what, do not conform to the world, okay? We are here on earth and we are transitioning to go to heaven.
Yep.
And therefore, when you think of how you dress in this world, it can be a sermon that you don't know how far it can go to someone who is watching you.
Amen.
You can dress, see, modestly, because God has made you a wonderful person in this world that you are living in. Yes, but take care of yourself so that your dressing does not make you vulnerable to the people that are around you.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Irene, for coming through and sharing your thoughts on this very important subject. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.